Tampa 81.
KF8 DMZ monitoring. WB8HOE. This is WDA-NXL testing.
The one that's testing, and I can tell you honestly, it sounds fantastic. This is NHGYU. The name is Rick, and perfect audio, not overpowering, nice, just a good, nice signal. You're doing a great job. The radio's working fine. NHGYU, clear. NADLC, NAGYU. Are you around, Vic? Guess not. Must be in the kitchen cooking again. NAGYU, clear.
AOL monitoring.
NHGYU, this is NHDLC.
NHDLC, WAYOC.
Hey Mike, how's it going?
Not too bad, just sitting here goofing off and heard your call.
Well, I've been studying because I want to take my test next month. I don't know if I'm going to be ready or not, but my eyes were starting to cross, and I thought, nope, now's a good time to stop for a while. So I thought I'd give a shout-out on the radio.
Yeah, I study a little bit every night, but then my eyes cross on third shift, too.
Went over to the park today and did a short POTA activation, and I tried to get some action on 2 meter, and then it started to rain, so we had to run out and get the antenna down and pack it in. But I think that would be fun.
Yeah, and you start with 2 meters and get in there, we'll get to test and HF, and that's when it gets interesting. I listened today on some of this POTA stuff on HF, and holy cow, you got quick at the trigger.
Yeah, they've got a big contest going on this weekend, so it was tough. I was on 10 meter to start, and I only was able to make 2 contacts, and I was getting frustrated. So then I went over to 17, and I was rocking and rolling on 17. So, but all the rest of the bands, holy cow, they were just packed with the contest.
Which, what are you using? Are you using hammers or something like that for parks on the air?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just started using hammers. And I love it. Oh, my gosh, it's so simple. And I took my tablet over there. I had loaded it onto my laptop. And the first time I was over there, I used my laptop, and it was cumbersome. So then I took and loaded it on my tablet, and it's perfect. It's simple, it's quick, the tablet's small, and I reckon you could even do it on your cell phone if you wanted to.
Yeah, I like a bigger screen, but at home here, I use it on the 43-inch HD or 4K TV, works real well. You can see more of your ones that are activating. If there's like 10 or 15, then you can see a lot of them.
Yeah, when I'm at home and I'm doing POTA, I use my N3 FJP software and do it that way when I'm just hunting. But when I'm activating, I sound like such a pro, I've done it 3 times, you know. But I like it on the tablet. It's not bad.
I use it at home, too. Click and copy. It's very, very simple. You click on it, and it dials you into that frequency. You see where which ones are on there. If there's 10 of them on there, you can click on each one. And then when you get if you hear them, you got all the information right there. All you got to do is, there's a little button there. We hit copy. Boom. You got the information in there, and hit save. You're done.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that you got yours set up to control your rig, right?
Yeah, my Yaesu or ICOM, either one. And very simple to do.
Yeah, when I loaded it onto my laptop, I noticed that you could do that. Now, I haven't set it up to do that yet, but I've got 2 laptops. I've got a smaller one and then the one I use at home. But my larger one, I've got it set up to control my rig with the N3 FJP. And the same thing, it'll show you, and I tried to do it today when I got home. Because of the contest, I need, I think, 13 more countries to get my 100. And I thought, boy, this weekend would be a perfect time to get them. And, you can just click on the ones that are new for you, but gosh almighty, talk about pileups. And I wasn't able to be heard by anybody.
Yeah, that's one thing about POTA is you're not sure what kind of antenna someone is using. You think, well, I got a good antenna. Well, somebody else might have a chicken wire. You don't know. So sometimes it's kind of difficult. But, you can hear them, but for them to hear you, it just depends on what they got out there.
Well, we picked up a while back It's a Telecan MC750 antenna, and it's just a stab in the ground. It's got four radials on it, and it's multiband. I think for the 40 and the 80, you have to put in the, well, now I'm not going to remember what you call it. It's a little screw-in thing. What do you call it, Terry? Oh, you know what I mean. That'll come to me in a second. But I was able on 17 meter, a guy from Russia called me, and I was just thrilled, tickled pink.
Oh, yeah, you get the right setup, the right propagation, and, yeah, it works real well. You said it was a Pelican antenna?
No, it's called Chelican. Yeah, that's the company name, C-H-E-L-E-G-A-N-C-E. And it is so compact, it comes with its own little case, it weighs nothing, and it sets up, I'm going to say, less than 10 minutes. You've got that thing, it takes me longer to put my radio together and connect the battery and everything than it does to set up that antenna, and it's awesome.
Yeah, Scott's got one. I'm trying to think what one it was, but Jason has one, too. There's a few of them out there that are pretty simple. I got the Buddy's Hole Deluxe. Scott's got the Extra Deluxe, of course, but then he brought this one here that I can't think of the name of it right offhand. I'm trying to find it on my computer, but anyway, real simple. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It sets it up and works real well. I played that with my buddy Paul yesterday on 20 meters just to set it up and tune it and all that. So it takes a minute, but you know, you get it close and then it lets the tuner get the rest of it.
Yeah, Terry just ordered some ham sticks, shark sticks. You know what I'm talking about. And he's made a mount to make it into a dipole for the various bands. And a while back, he picked up one of these telescoping flagpoles over at Harbor Freight, and he's got a hitch on the back of his truck that he can slide it into. And he's just picked up the final pieces to finish this project, and then when it stops raining, he's going to set it up in the driveway and get it all tuned and see how it works. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. WAYRC. There's always something different, configurations and whatever works, you know, and what works for you. And makes it a little easier. You know, you get familiar with it, get it set up, I have a tent. I think what I'm gonna end up setting up a tent for shelter. If I do POTA, I'm trying to find something quick. I got a deer blind too that I've never even used. I want it, and I'm thinking about maybe setting that up just to kind of get out of the weather if it's, you know, ugly out.
Now, which park do you go to normally?
I have not. Well, actually, I have. I went, the one down there in Metamora. Or I go to, there's another one here at Verner's State Game Area, just north of me.
Yeah, we go over to Metamora. We're only a couple of miles from there, maybe like a mile, you know, as the crow flies. But, weather gets a little bit nicer. Meet us over there. We'll set up a couple of antennas, pop up a couple of radios, and have ourselves a total party in ACLC.
Yeah, we can do that. I talked to Tamara. She's all excited about getting upgraded, too. She works at my, I went to the doctor, and I know the one lady there. She worked at the hospital. And then as I'm checking out, she says, hey, how you doing? You know me. And boy, I strained my brain and thinking, where do I know you from? She's ham radio. I know. Well, I really feel bad, but I only seen her a couple of times, you know, at the meetings.
Upgrading? What, the general or extra?
No, I think general. Yeah, she's working on it, and she's waiting. Yeah, I don't know what the status is as far as how long she's been doing it, but she's wanting to, you know, get upgraded there to do some HF.
NHU, are you?
Go ahead, GYU.
Thank you. I just got a question. Is that a beep beep it keeps going off in there whenever anybody keys this repeater now? I keep hearing this beep beep every couple of, I don't know, 10, 20 seconds, something like that. Is that something they programmed in, or do I have a radio problem?
Mike, do you know the answer to that?
I'm hearing a BB, but it's because all the repeaters are connected together, but I'm not sure what BBs you're hearing. I'm hearing, you know, after a transmission, I'm hearing that.
Yeah, this is, it's like, I know what it used to sound like, and it's when you guys key or on key, whatever, to let you know that person's off. But this is like, as you're talking, I hear this beep, beep, and it's constant. It goes on for a long time. I thought maybe my gain was wrong or something on the radio here, but it doesn't appear because I can go to other frequencies and it's not there. So I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's not a major catastrophe, but it's driving me nuts sitting here listening, and it's you keep hearing that beep, beep. It's only when somebody keys the repeater up and it goes right through the whole time they're talking. It's just a little beep, 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 beep. Drives me nuts. Okay, I'll get out of here. You guys continue on. NHGYU.
Okay, I'm just going to key down here and see if both of you hear it or what's going on here. WRC.
Yes, it did. As you unkeyed, it was beep beeping, and then it quit.
I'm going to try a different radio just for that.
Just a point of information, I don't hear any beeping while they're talking. I was listening to the conversation there, too, and there's no beeping. But I'm off the Guilford repeater. This is KF88YL.
Okay, well, it might be it's not my imagination, but I wish I could play it back for you. I don't have a way of recording it to play it back, but it could be the radio, you know. This is an oldie radio here. It's a couple of watts. It's a sidebander, though, and that's what I like talking on. But anyway, it's just a beep-beep as you're talking every, like, 20 seconds or so. You hear beep-beep. And then you continue talking. Your talking goes right over it, and then it beep beep again. So I guess it's not a catastrophe. Anyway, thanks for letting me in. And I don't know exactly what it is, unless it's this radio. I really don't know. Maybe it's warning me that it's getting ready to kiss off. Anyway, 7-3s everyone, one and all, and thanks for letting me in. NHGYU, Cliff.
Yeah, real good. I don't hear it when the other guy was talking or anything, and I don't hear it on VLC either. I don't hear anything, so it may be on your end. You got an older radio. I'm crossbanding right now from my HT to my ID 52 to my ID on my ICOM 5100, and so I'm not hearing anything exciting, so. Well, we got enough beeps, you don't need no more, but yeah, I don't hear what you're hearing, I guess. 7-3, have a good day. WAYRC.
NABLC, and no beeping on my end either, but Hey, Rick. How you doing? Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I'm just sitting here listening and watching the swamp people.
I haven't talked to you in so long. How have you been?
Well, I've been okay. I called you half a dozen times, I suppose, and you wasn't there. I even called you this morning, actually. And I thought, yeah, okay, I made the comment. She must be out in the kitchen cooking already. And that's where I signed out. And, you know, I got my coax changed on here. That's why I'm thinking, well, maybe it's on my end, that beep beep. But it's got new coax. It's tuned perfect. I honestly don't know what that could be from. I guess I'd have to bring a second one and play it back as somebody's talking on it, I guess. Would be about the only way I could figure and record it. But it's got to be something on my end then, because it's only been doing it for about a month now. I've noticed it anyway. That's when I noticed it. And other than that, I've been okay. I haven't fallen lately. My bones are supposedly healing pretty good. I still got to walk with a walker. Can't drive. But other than that, I'm doing just fine.
Well, that is some good news. Yeah, we were out very early this morning. I had to go down to co-op and do that whole business, and then we went straight over to the park and set up the antenna and did a Parks on the Air thing. Then it started raining, so then we came home, and I got busy, so I wasn't even around this morning. But, no, I called out to you a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, and I think we're just missing each other.
That's very possible. Like I say, I'm not on here a whole lot. I listen, and now that I can kind of get down the stairs to go in the basement, I get to work the big stuff, not the little two-meter stuff, but I've been having fun in the basement, just keeping away from my wife, because she's getting tired of me doing nothing, and she's doing everything. I say, well, you're not doing everything. I'm still paying all the bills, ain't I? And that was a sore spot. I had to go in the garage after that one. Go ahead.
You got relegated to the doghouse, did you? That's funny. No, Terry had gone over to Menards a little while ago, and he said that he heard you respond to somebody looking for a radio check, and then he tried to call you back, and he says, he must have turned his radio off. And I said, well, how did he sound? Did he get his coax fixed? He says, yeah, he sounded real good. So then he came home and told me that, and then I just jumped on the radio to see if you were out there.
Yep, I'm out here. I'm not doing a whole heck of a lot. That's like I say, I'm watching that swamp people on one of the channels here. I'm amazed those guys are stupid enough to pull an alligator up, put it in the, try and get it in the boat, after they shoot it, of course. But sometimes they miss, and the gator is actually alive. And they bring it on, and before someone sees it, it's walking across the inside of their boat. I'd be saying, no way. I'm getting me out of Dodge.
Yeah, I have no use for alligators either. And I don't have a whole lot of use for Florida and bugs and snakes and all that other kind of stuff. And the heat, no thank you. I'm not one of those kind of people that wants to go live in Florida when I'm old. I'd rather go north.
Amen. That's, I keep trying to talk Kathy into going north. I want to get up, I want to stay in the upper part of the lower. My sister is a school teacher up there. She teaches the Indian tribes. I don't know what grade. I think it's 8th or 9th, something like that. And, I'm telling you, they run her ragged up there. Those kids are something else, and they got their own lingo, and, you know, she don't know what they're talking about half the time, because I guess the reservation's teaching them their language, which is a good thing. Keep it moving. But, I'm telling you, she calls me and just, you wouldn't believe what this and this, and she said, you want a bow and arrow? It was 1853 or something. I said, no, you better keep it up there. I'm liable to hurt myself. But anyway, they get all kinds of goodies going on up there in the upper with the tribes. I think it's great that she got a job up there. She's been there for, I don't know, 2 years now, maybe three. And she loves it up there. I said, there's too darn much snow up there. She still called me one day. She said, well, the phones are still working. Yeah? Well, why wouldn't they be? She said, because we got 37 inches of snow last night. And it's like, oh, no, I'm like it right here.
That's a lot of snow. Now, we were up there. We did kind of a tour, I think it was three summers ago now. And you could see where people had mailboxes attached to their upper decks. You know, they had like these double-deck porches. And the mailboxes up there. And Terry says, that's so they can deliver the mail on a snowmobile. I said, you've got to be kidding me. He says, nope, they get a lot of snow up here.
Yes, they do. A lot. And, I mean, she tells me some of the stuff that they get, and the snowplow. They got one snowplow that's one of them, like a snowblower on the front of a truck. It throws the snow about 80 feet off the road. She says that thing comes through and cleans the road. Unbelievable. She says it's like it snowed all over again. And she does her driveway, so she's back off a two somewhere. And she does her driveway, and that thing comes through, and she says she's got another 2 feet of snow to get rid of. So, I remember what it's like. I spent a winter pretty much up in the, off of two in Blaney Park on a motorcycle, no less. That's a story someday I have to tell you about. Anyway, my commercials are over, and the boys are on there, and they're cooking alligators, so I'm going to go have a good day drive station here. One of them delicious dinners. Tell the hubby I said hi, and I will get off of here. N-A-B-Y-U signing up. Bye-bye. 7-3.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice again. And don't be a stranger, and I'll try to keep the radio on a little more often, and we'll talk again soon. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll tell Terry you said hi. 7-3.
Hey, Vicki. 7-3. I'm going to go figure out what dinner is going to be. Maybe I'll have some gator. Have a good night. W-A-Y-R-C.
Talk to you later. NADLC, clear.
NADLC, KFA, well.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just Andy here. Fixing up my old tractor. I rebuilt the cylinder and getting that back installed. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just horsing around, not getting anything important done. We're just, I'm kind of in radio mode. We're trying out new things, and I'm trying to get some things built and accomplished before the real good weather comes in when I'm going to be too busy to do such things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, sounds like you've been pretty busy on the radio there trying to make contact. I went out and got my general a month or so ago, so I could do that if I had I need a different antenna, though. I need different antennas. I have a radio, but I would need an antenna to hook up to it.
Well, congratulations on that, General. That's outstanding. Yeah, go out and get you an antenna and get on the air. It's a gas.
It's a gas. Well, there's a phrase I haven't heard in quite some time.
I pulled that one out of my moldy old shoebox. You could probably make a nice wire antenna and get on. Hey, you can get on 10 meter anyway. You don't even have that general, but 10 meter is working like crazy.
Yeah, I thought about just doing some jury rig stuff, but we'll see. I got plenty of other stuff to do right now. I'm trying to get my equipment ready to go back up north and finish the start hanging trusses on the barn and get that barn sealed up. All the posts have been sitting there all winter. So I'm waiting to go back up and wait for the snow to clear. I was up there a couple weeks ago for a few weeks, and yeah, there's a couple feet of snow on the ground still, and I got cameras there now. There's still a foot on the ground right now, so I'm not going to be doing any building anytime soon. I think they're actually supposed to get another 8 to 12 later on this week, I see in the forecast, but yeah, I need to get my equipment in order and get back up there as soon as the snow is out and get back to building.
Yeah, you know, we get a couple of nice days in a row, and we think that, you know, summer's just around the corner, and, you know, it is. Time flies, so it is just around the corner, but, no, when you're talking to UP, they're going to get another 12 inches of snow. Yikes. Yeah, it's going to be a while before you get up there and start building, but I can see grass growing here, so it won't be long and I'll be super busy. So it's amazing what, you know, what 200 or 300 miles difference can make, isn't it?
Yeah, it can. This year was kind of just an average year, I guess, from the numbers point of view, but yeah, when I was up there, there was a couple of days where it got up to into the high 50s, and it was sunny. We lost a lot of snow, but I love those days when you can go out on your snowmobile with just, you know, your regular jeans and a you know, one overshirt, go down by the lake and enjoy the view while the sun's out, smoke a cigar, and yeah, I love those days. Great times.
I can tell you can't wait to retire and get up there permanently. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, ever since I went to Michigan Tech back in 1988, I kind of said to myself, this is home. This is where I belong. This is where I need to be.
So what's the plan? You're going to finish your barn summer, right? And then are you going to be able to move up? You can live in the house as it is, can't you?
The house is perfectly habitable as it is. My wife doesn't really want to do that. So the deal was the house would get remodeled before we actually moved up there. So the plan was to do the barn. And then I need to redo the service entrance electrical to that because there's only 60 amp overhead service when they have high amp service underground on the road now, but the house still has the old school overhead service of 60 amp. So I want to redo all the electrical to the barn and split 200 amps off to the house, and then I'll redo the house because that house needs some significant remodeling. And then we can move up there.
So what's the plan? Are you going to gut it and, you know, restructure all the rooms, or what's the plan?
Well, the house was built in 1897. It was the stamp mill superintendent's house, so it's better built than most. The bones of the house are perfect, but it's been neglected for years. It sat empty for a long time in the 50s and 60s, and the plaster's all cracked and just stuff like that. The woodwork's been just beat to snot. You know, woodwork's gorgeous, but it's all beat up, like all of it. I don't know if I want to save it. I'd like to save it, but I know how much work that's going to be. and mainly expense that's going to be. But yeah, the house kind of needs gutted. I really don't want to restructure the rooms or anything, but it just needs kind of, you know, re-insulated, rewired, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's what we did to our place. It was built in the early 1830s, right around 33, from what I can tell. And like yours, you know, the bones are just, I mean, this thing is sturdy. But it had the old horsehair plaster in it, so we gutted every room and put up drywall. And Terry, he was an electrician, and he rewired the whole place. And we moved some windows and some doors and rearranged some walls upstairs. But for the most part, it looks pretty darn close to its original state. But the kitchen, I mean, it's got five doors and windows, so there was only, you know, one way we could structure the kitchen. So that pretty much stayed the same, but we moved the door and took out a window and put up more wall, and, you know, just that's what we did. And it was a lot of work. We did all the work ourselves, and now it's time to start all over again. I need a new kitchen and bathroom.
Yeah, I could see that's a ton of work. Yeah, that house up there has all the old school lath and plaster, and man, I've had to take a couple sections out to replace a cast iron drain pipe that had cracked and was leaking. So I busted out some of the wall to do that, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a giant mess with just this small section. I can't imagine doing a whole room of this, like ceilings, walls, and all. I mean, I'm going to need 20 or 30 giant dumpsters to get rid of all this lath and plaster when you bust it out of there.
Oh, yeah, you will. And it is a ginormous mess. Room by room we went, and wearing masks, but I'm sure we inhaled a lot of dust. But give me half a second. I got to let the dog out. NADLC.
Take your time, KFAD well.
Okay, I'm back. Are you still there, Ken?
That's affirmative. I'm still here.
Yeah, she's over there whining and giving me chin music, so I had just about enough of it and had to let her out. But no, I'm looking forward to the summer. Got lots of things I want to accomplish. And sometimes I just feel like running away from home, though. I just want to go and visit my relatives. And there's things I want to see and things I want to do. But I'm going to have to make a plan.
Uh-oh, Terry's in trouble. You got the jitters. You need to get out and do something.
Yeah, I get cabin fever this time of year. I start seeing light at the end of the tunnel, and I wanna get going. No, I've got an aunt and uncle that live down in southern Ohio, and I like to go down there a couple of times a year and visit with them. And my aunt's 88, and my uncle is 81. So they're the only ones left out of my mom's side of the family, and I've got some cousins down there. Really enjoy them. They're just wonderful people, and I feel like the black sheep because I'm up here all by myself, and they're all so, you know, close-knit down there. But I do miss them, and I do enjoy visiting with them, but I don't know that I'd want to live down there.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I definitely hear you on that one. I don't want any part of living down south. I've always wanted to retire in the UP. But I think you've heard me say that before. But yeah, I hear you with the family stuff. My uncle actually just packed up my mom's brother. He pack up and move to Florida, because I guess his wife is from Louisiana. I didn't know that, my aunt. And I guess they made a deal when they got married a long, long time ago when things settled down and the kids were out and all that. You know, he's been retired a number of years now, that they were going to move down, back down south where she was from. And I guess he met her in the service down there somewhere. And so he honored the agreement and packed up everything, and they bought a house in Florida and moved down there.
Wow, that's a heck of a guy. You know, after so many years, you think you're, you know, kind of settled, and, you know, your family's up here, your friends here, and you say you don't want to move, but I guess they did just that. No, I'm real settled up here, and because I was born down in Ohio, but when I was a kid, moved all over the place, and then when I was a teenager, for my junior and senior year, we moved up here into Troy area, and that's where I met Terry. We were high school sweethearts. So, been here ever since, and this is just my home, and the only, I can't even imagine packing this place up and moving anywhere. My gosh, it's going to take us a year to do that. But I would move north of here. I'd go to the UP in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that was always my plan. Did you say Detroit area, or did you say Troy area? Because I'm actually a Troy High School graduate.
I am also a Troy High School graduate.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, I graduated Troy High School in 1988.
We graduated in 1972. Now, were you in actually Troy High or Evans?
Well, we don't talk about that other high school named Athens. If I was Athens, I would have said Athens. It's Troy.
Yeah, we were at the old Troy High School, the one they tore down.
Well, did they tear it down, or is it the one I went to, is they built a new one and in like the middle of 17 and something, like Coolidge or something there. But the one on 16 and, what was it, Long Lake? I don't remember the roads there anymore. The old one that I went to has been turned into a community center, I believe that's still there, although I don't know if I've been by it for a while, but I know it was turned into a community center for a long time.
Yeah, that might be the one. Terry used to live on Vanderpool, and he was just, right across the road in the creek over into the high school there on 16 Mile. And it was right behind where the police station is, correct?
Yeah, the cop shop and the library, all that was is right behind it there. Yep.
Yep, that's where we were, and I was over there at the. My folks lived over in Charter Square, had a townhouse over there. That's where I lived, and Terry lived in with his folks just right behind the school.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Same high school. Imagine that.
Yeah, small world, isn't it?
Well, my wife gestured to me here that my daughter is on FaceTime from Ohio State, so I'm going to go chat with our daughter for a little bit here with 73 for now. I'll be clear on your final.
Well, enjoy the family, Ken. It was nice talking to you again, and I'm sure I'll talk to you later. 73 NADLC, and I'm clear.
58 Uniform Delta X-ray, just checking access.
Charlie Victor, you got Dan here. Would anybody care to make a contact with you? Over. This is the C9 Delta, Charlie Victor. Just come along with me to make a contact. Over.
Yeah, I'll take the book. 880 OE.
I did not pick up your call sign. Please come again.
Stop you there with the 9. Here's the prefix. Kilo Bravo. E. Oscar Echo KV8 OL.
Okay,
all right.
I got a Kilo Bravo 8. Oscar Echo. This is the C9 Delta Charlie Victor. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Where'd you get licensed at?
Okay, I'm getting a little bit of static on your end there, but how is my signal? Over.
I don't doubt mine's bad, actually. I'm using a duct and then I don't have any. Outside, I think it's pretty nice when it's on the vehicle, but you've got probably, I'd say 20% noise on you from lack of, where are you coming in? I didn't catch, somebody was talking to me, where'd you say you're from? You got a 9 call, what repeater are you coming in on?
Yep, I'm on the 147280 repeater. Over.
QSL, where'd you see the license? Where'd you come from? The 9 call?
I'm in South.
Copy down to about 8% copy. Yeah, we're not doing any better. KB8 Ollie.
Yeah, this is